Yeah, it was good. You know, I think it was a good opportunity for everyone to get refreshed, body, mind, all those things, and also to take a look at where we're at and where we can improve. And I feel like the energy has been really good since we've gotten back here this week. I thought we had a good practice today, and you know, it's a good start to the week for us. So I think everybody's looking forward to getting back on the field.
The coach has been talking about the turnovers, but you know, you got the tip balls and the one questionable one in Buffalo. How do you look at the turnover situation and the 5 years? The number looks bad, the 5 interceptions as an option.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Sometimes it happens, you know. That's part of playing the game. Sometimes you have tip balls. Sometimes you have some plays that don't go your way. But it's about being resilient. It's about being mentally tough and continuing to stay aggressive, doing the things that we've done to be at our best, and trusting that that process and you know, the routine and deal that we have is the right one. And I really believe it is. So I think it'll start to go our way. We just got to keep working at it.
And the deep balls, our growth about focus numbers best we got is 3 of 15 going over 20 yards or more. Is that correct? And how can y'all fix that?
I mean, I wasn't real good at math growing up. But, no, it's definitely an area we can be better, for sure, when we get our opportunities down the field. We've been close. We just haven't hit them. We got to keep taking our shots when they're there. And when they're not there, you know, making good decisions with the football. And giving, you know, our other players a chance to make plays with the ball in space. There's a lot of ways to create explosive plays. Throwing, you know, the ball down the field is one of those, and that's something that we can do a better job of.
And lastly, the red zone numbers. There's always a bunch of things that go along with getting those up.
Sure.
What are some of the things you all have been able to look at after 4 games in the red zone?
Well, I think, number one of the things you can, you know, certainly control is procedural penalties. Down in that area, and that's something that, you know, that's all about focus and concentration, and we can certainly improve in that area. If we just do that, I think we can be better, not putting ourselves behind the chains. But then there's, you know, also execution things from a game plan standpoint, and then making plays when we get our opportunities too. You know, I think the combination of those three things can certainly help us be more productive in the red area.
Talking to Taylor about some of those deep balls. You know, he said, of course, you got to take into account the defense and what they're doing and the safeties and where they align. What did you see there when you looked at the actual defenses? And what about Miami and what they might do?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly part of it, too, is, you know, when you have explosive guys on the outside, obviously teams that you're playing against know that they're explosive as well. And, you know, it's one of those things. The way I look at it is, when we get our ops, when we get our opportunities to throw it down the field, we've got to make the plays. And whether or not we've had a bunch of those opportunities or not, the ones that we have had, we haven't hit as many as we need to. And that's something that, you know, we can work on in practice and get better. From Miami, you know, certainly they do a good job on the defensive side of the ball, got an excellent front four. That doesn't really give you a ton of time to hang in the pocket. But, you know, when we get our chances, you know, we've got to make plays when we get those opportunities.
Does it help, and I'm not trying to diss anybody here, but does it help to have Ryan Schrader back? Because just the guy that you're familiar with, the guy that has done pretty good in protection, looks like he might have Cameron Wake, you know, as his matchup. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. Always good to have, you know, good players back. I thought Ty did a great job for us stepping in and, you know, coming in and playing for a couple of weeks. Hats off to him. It's not an easy thing to do when you've only been here a short time, you know, but Ryan's been he's been an extremely productive player for us and a really good player for us for the last couple of years. So anytime you get a chance to have a good player like that back, it's huge, huge for the team.
Coach McMahon mentioned today that if you're not at full strength as a receiver, it's important to take advantage of your running back strengths as receivers. What's it like to have like a quick out to Tevin in your back pocket?
It's huge, you know, to have those two guys as versatile as they are. In the passing game, you know, you look at the play Tevin made against Buffalo down the sideline, laying out for a ball, you know, on a vertical shot down the field. That's about as good as any wide receiver in the league, you know, and to have that from a running back position. And then, you know, what Devontae's done the last three seasons in the passing game is, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the league doing a better job than he is. So We've got two, you know, really great threats out of the backfield in the passing game. And that's one of the things as a team throughout the year, there's going to be different opportunities where guys have to step up and shoulder some of the load. And depending on who's out there, you know, we trust our running backs to do that.
Matt, you mentioned the front four of them. Typically weight can consume, you know, those guys need to kind of get a lot of publicity. Rashad Jones is someone who's made plays for years now. Is he one of the more underrated safeties in your mind?
He does a great job, and they bring him down into the box quite a bit. They'll pressure him. They'll blitz him. He's physical. He's good in the pass game. Underrated, you know, I'm not sure what everybody else thinks of him. I know from what we watch, he's not. I mean, we know he's a good player, and certainly be aware of where he's at. He's been a good player for a long time.
And now, Kiko Alonso, what do you see from him in that linebacker crew?
Yeah, they're athletic. Yeah, for sure. Maluga, Timmons, I mean, there's some athletic guys on really all three levels of their defense. You know, athleticism is probably the number one thing that jumps off. They play hard, but they're backers for sure. You know, those guys are good in space, good tacklers in the open field, and they're physical.
Have you noticed kind of a difference in Tevin in terms of blitz pickup? I mean, he looks like he's doing that probably better than ever. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, you know, part of being comfortable in pass protection is reps. Mm-hmm. You know, just you know, having seen so many different blitz patterns, all those things, and understanding the rules of the offense so well, I think that helps him in pass protection. He's never been shy of contact. You know, I think when you watch him run, he's one of the most physical runners you'll ever see. And that certainly has translated into his pass protection as well. He's a big physical guy. And I think knowing the scheme as well as he knows it now really helps him in pass protection. Yeah, I think Hoop has done a good job. I mean, it's the ball's going to find different guys at different times of the year, depending on where our matchups are. But, you know, he's done a nice job for us. Good job in the run game. Good job in the pass game. And he's going to be productive for us. I mean, his time's definitely going to come.
Matt, you just talked about, you know, going over things during the bye and stuff like that. What maybe were the things for yourself that you were the happiest about? And I know you talked about the turnovers, but what were some of the things you said, hey, Matt, you know, here's some things that I need to take into this next quarter of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, one, I think we can be better on third downs, myself included. You know, I think when we have opportunities to keep drives going, you know, specifically like in that third and 6-10 range, we can be better than we've been, and I can be better than I've been up until that point. That's probably the number one thing of all the things that we look at that can help us win games right away. And so if we can be a little bit better there, if I can be a little bit better in that part of the game, I think that's going to help us.